Okay, so we're doing Tosfos Kuf Chasam and Aleph. We have one point left in this Tosfos, and that is that basically Tosfos said that we lean in matzah because, I mean, he had different reasons, but the one he's in now is because it says in the Torah, Shekhsuva Torah Zecher L'Cheiros, it's a remembrance of Cheiros, Shiloh His Speaker Tekel Hachmetz, Ashenigalo, because the bread didn't rise until they got redeemed. So the matzah reminds the Gula. So Gula, Yidere Cheiros. Yeah, Fagav Dahavi Lechem Oni. And I, what about the problem is Lechem Oni, which means like bread of affliction or bread of an ani, right? Which implies the opposite of cheiros, right? It's like halach ma'anya dachal, so it's like a kind of affliction bread, poor man's bread. So right, that's an implied question. Ah, forgot to be halach ma'oni, which implies it's not a bread of cheiros and it's not a bread which is demand to say ba. Still, you should eat a derech cheiros. So the question is, what's his answer? Like, he's asking a question, and then just, like, pushing it under the rug. Right? Even though it is lechem oni, which seems to contradict the whole idea that it's derech cheiros, it's geula. Anyways, eat a derech cheiros. So why eat a derech cheiros then? I mean, how's he answer? Like, it's not, he's not answering the question. He's kind of ignoring it. He's saying, anyways, don't worry about it. But forget about it. Even though I eat lechem oni, yeah, still. Still, you should eat derech cheiros. So that's the question. What's his question? What's the answer? Like, if it's bothering him, the question, then how's he answering it? It is true. It's like, there is like a somewhat of a, I guess, like a dichotomy, a paradox in matzah. Is on the one hand, matzah is definitely of gula, it's the lechem of gula, it's the white bread we ate when we were leaving Mitzrayim, and, you know, definitely it's supposed to remind us of Hashem Shenigalu. Matzah Shanochem Hashem Shenigalu, right? So something like that. It's definitely it's because of Gula. It's reminding us of Gula. That the bread didn't rise when they were going out. And that's the, right? But at the same time, it doesn't seem to be like a rich man's bread. It's a poor man's bread. Rich men eat risen bread. This is the poor man's bread. The unrisen bread. So, right? Like the Gemara says, like, whatever reason, poor men don't have time to, or don't have time, ability, the money to let the fire go long enough to let the bread rise. And that's the Gemara on the Tikkun Tesayin Manav. Well, you see, it's lachamoni, that's why we break the bread. It's like lachamoni, right? You eat it with a prusa, like an ani eats it in pieces, that's why we do yachats or whatever, or you break the bread. Right, so it's like you have these competing themes, opposite themes in matzah. On the one hand, it's the bread of gula. On the other hand, it's the bread of ani, of poverty. Right? So Tosfos is just kind of bringing it up and saying, but still you should eat it derech cheiros. I think that just for starters, I guess Yaakov Amar is saying is that it's not a contradiction that on the one hand, it is the bread itself is the poor man's bread. But we used it insofar as we're leaving Mitzrayim, and the time reminds us of Geula, and it's chosen as Nikval Adoros as a mitzvah to bring to mind the Geula, the Lachem they ate when they were leaving. And the bread itself is the poor man's bread, that's fine. Maybe even there's value, it helps that we could also reflect on the fact that we are poverty, and there's no. See, in ideas, there's not. It's true, like. See, if the essence were in, like, let me actually ask you, before I explain more, so what about the leaning? So why would you say it's okay to lean for it? Like, what's bothering Tosfos, and how is he saying it? So now find something that's both, and why are we leaning for it? Okay, good. So I think I have to say it there. The question is, how do you understand these two ideas and the leaning? See, it's not pshat that we're, like, trying to, like, have the experience of, like, a free man. It's like, pretend like we're kings and just, like, this is a night where we are kings, and we imagine like we're kings. Because if we're kings, why are we eating poor man's bread? The kings don't eat this; they don't eat this kind of thing, right? So, if you that's kind of what Tosfos assumes. If you're telling me this is supposed to be that like the lechem of geula and remind us of geula, and that's why we're leaning, because after all, we're imagining that we're free. But it's lechem oni, right? It's not a poor man. It's not really bread which free men would eat. They wouldn't be eating this, so they'd be leaning. It's like contradictory. You're trying to like have an experiential type of a, you know, type of an event of eating that you're putting yourself into the mindset and pretending like you're a freak, then it's not a very good pretend, because the bread itself is staring you in the face. It's poor man's bread, and it doesn't feel like it. And you eat it; it's not that type of an experience. But the value, the Tosafot point is, the value is not in the experience. The value is in the ideas which are brought to mind through the mitzvah. And the value of the mitzvah is in the ideas that the mitzvah points us to. And the mitzvah, part of the mitzvah is the matzah of the bread lachem of geula, because it's the bread which they ate insofar as they were leaving. And it brings to mind geula, and we do have seba to underscore the fact that this bread is associated with the seba, so we eat it in the derech b'nei. And I is lachem oni. There's a different idea, which we can think about at the same time, is that there was this geula from Mitzrayim, and this is poor bread that they ate in Mitzrayim. And in your mind, you could contain both ideas at the same time. See, it's in the experience, in the emotional experience, it's like it's a contradiction, because which one is it? Are you pretending like you're poor? Or are you pretending like you're free? Are you pretending like you're free? Then you should eat great fancy bread in a leaning state. And if you pretend like you're poor, then eat poor bread. And like, which one is it? But his saying is that it's not the idea. The value is in the ideas, and in the ideas you could think about both. Like, the both ideas are true. We were slaves, and we were brought into freedom, and we had geula, and we used lachem oni in the process of geula. And insofar as the eating, though, is the takana of the eating is that since the bread is a bread of geula, and it's supposed to remind us of geula, we should eat it in a manner which is in line with the nature of the mitzvah, of the entity, the chafta. The chafta is the chafta of geula, and you should eat it in a derech of geula, and derech of cheros. And I, physically, it's poor man's bread. Okay, so what? The point is, either way, it's still inappropriate halachically. It's a lachem of geula, and therefore it's appropriate to tie the zeba to that. But if it would have been a problem, and that's why in his question he's trying to show you from the question that it's not just trying to pretend and act and get into the emotional experience of freedom, because then it's not going to work out. It's lachem oni. But he's showing you that it's the ideas which are the essence of the night, and it's the ideas that are brought to mind. And you have objects and actions which trigger different ideas, like the Mara. The Mara is like bitter, and it brings to mind the Avdus. But obviously, the Avdus is much more severe or anything than bitter herbs. I mean, you eat bitter herbs, I mean, you can eat romaine lettuce. It's not that painful. It's not nothing like a servitude. But it's the idea is you use the Derech LaTorah, is you take objects and take actions which bring to mind concepts. Because you think about the Mariras and all the study that, you know, you read all the psukim, and it shows you how bitter and terrible it was. So it's like the objects are bring to mind the ideas. And again, in the ideas, there's no problem. There's no contradiction. Good? Okay, so let's take now the next osus. Next osus. So the Gemara basically was Mesupak. Didn't know which ones. Definitely Rav Nachman says you do Haseba for two kosos. I wasn't sure whether it's the first two or the second two. And there were svaras to go both ways. Okay, we did that. It's not relevant for now what the svaras were, but the bottom line is there are two different svaras to go both ways. The Gemara concluded, since we don't know, right? Since we learn both ways, idi vidi bo haseba. We have a seba on both of them. Okay? You do a seba on both of them. Which is funny, because in general, this is Mrs. Rabbanon, Haseba, in general, your friends will say, Zeran Likula. So if you don't know whether you're Chayev, then you should say, you should be Pater. You should be Pater. Right? So, I mean, I don't want to take this up in depth now, but let me just tell you what the Ron says about that. Because I really want to do Tosis, but I think it might be, as a background, it might be relevant, at least to just know that this is discussed. So the Ron asks, if anyone could look, it's the Ron on Chaf Gimel Amud Aleph in Daf Eref. He says, V'af al-gav, again, first white line, V'af Chaf Gimel Amud Aleph. V'af al-gav debar on the bottom. V'af al-gav debar al-ma kaimel an ipqa, d'chal say d'ron l'kula, even though in general we say the exact opposite. So d'ron l'kula. Here, since it's no big deal, it's not a bother. Well, you see, you lean for the cup, so you lean, you don't lean. Avdinan, milsa. You just do it as extra, why not? Right? What does it hurt you to lean? Which is a funny answer. Kach Breshizal. It's a funny type of an answer. I mean, it's not, or it looks like it's not cool. Just to say, why not? But whatever, that's one answer. Eliner, the Ron says to me, it seems a different answer. Dal karchach boy lemevet haseva bekulah. You have to do it haseva on all of them. Dineiz lekula, because if you want to go lekula, I might make of honey tvim honey. Which ones is lekula? Lekula in the first two or the last two? Which one's lekula? I mean, they're just two options. Why is one any more make of than the other? Ve make of the chavayos, you'll say you make of by both. Comes along this first two coasts, so say, do I have to lean? You say, nah. So they're on kula. Come the second two coastals? Nah, so they're on kula. And make her mitzvah seva legamri? Then it's going to turn out you uproot mitzvah seva altogether. Right? Can't do that. So then kula wasn't made to potter you altogether from a halachic institution. It was made for an instance where a person's on shore in a particular case. So he says, oh, you have a right to be make. But here, it's just going to end up uprooting the whole takana. There definitely was the takana of a seva on the kosos. So you can always sit down on the kula, then no one's ever going to lean. So there's no dogozo, so you can undermine the whole institution. That's not what, that goes beyond the scope of what Zerban Lekula tells you. Zerban Lekula is machriya, a particular shayla that you find yourself in. So you're not sure what to do, you forgot, it's a suffix, whether you made a bracha or whatever, so you'll say, well, you could go to kula. But you can't uproot halachic institutions, that's what Zerban Lekula does. Now, so you have to do something. Now what are you going to do? First ones or second ones? So how are you going to choose? So basically saying you have to do both. That's the Ron's argument. Right, the other position somehow held, it's not clear what the first sheet would have held. Maybe you could have said so, but since it's easy, so you just do them both.
What do you mean which one to pick? I mean, why don't you just pick one?
Okay, that's a good question. So why don't you just say, so I'll do the first ones, and then I want to know my chayv do the second ones also. I'll say so, then I'll go. Right? Or just randomly pick. Yeah, flip a coin.
We do it all the time. It's my fault. Just pick one side.
Right. Right, so I wanted to say, right, pick one side, and then on the other side, say, so on the kula. All right, good question. So I don't want to take up the Duran now, but I just want to familiarize you with the Duran. But let's go to Tosas now, okay? Good question, though. You can think about it. Maybe you'll have time at the end. So Tosas is like this. So, kulu nami tshicha haseba. V'chol dalid kosos tshicha haseba v'shas shesia. So you have to drink all the cups at the time of shesia. What does he mean? As opposed to?
Kiddush.
Okay. True.
The brachos.
Everything, right? I mean, you hold the cup in theory the whole time. The bracha during the mag, during the benching. So in theory, you hold the cup and lean while you're saying whatever it is you're saying on the book of this. So there's no, you don't. It's b'shas shia. Because a seva is the manner in which free people eat and drink. It's not a manner in which free people talk. I mean, they do, but poor people also could talk. I mean, everyone lays down sometimes. The idea is that this is the derech of eating of a free person. So it's, even though it's on the dalakosos, it's a din in the shasiya psychos. But tzarech ian im shachach v'lo hesev im yachzer v'yeshta. Tzarech ian, do you have to, if you forget? Let's say you do kiddush, and it turns out, now you're later into the seder, and you realize, oops, forgot to lean. Do you have to go back and do it and drink it? You say yotzei. So by matzah, I think it's open. It's an open gemara, pretty open, which the Rosh deduces from the open gemara that by matzah you're not yotzei. You have to go back. The gemara says if a shamash eats k'zayis matzah when he's leaning, he's yotzei. If he's not leaning, he's not yotzei. So in case by matzah is, it's definitely the way the mitzvah of matzah is you have to lean. But Tosos, there's no Tosos on that gemara, but it's a Rosh. And it's like open Gemara, and the Rosh was one of the Mali Tosos. So it seems to be, I don't know anyone who argues on that by matzah. It seems like it's just clear that you do. It seems like it's clear. But by Dalakosis, he says, now he says, Sarachin, do you have to go back? So why wouldn't you have to go back? Why wouldn't you have to? So there's two ways to learn. You could say for some reason matzah, Dalakosis would be different than matzah. Not clear why, but for some reason. Right, and you try to figure out why. Or... because it's a suffix. Because it's a suffix. They're on shoe or being machmered on both. L'chachila. But b'di'avad, it doesn't mean... just because you say l'chachila, you do it on all four, it doesn't mean if you forgot, now you have to go back. Or you'll say b'di'avad, look, you'll rely on the third and fourth cup. Right? So I think it's an easier way to learn. Is instead of having to be machalik between the matzah and the yayin, and we have to explain it a little bit better, but it's true we're machmir to do it on all four. But he's saying, tzarech yin, if you forget, you have to go back.
So this Tosis is going on Kulunami.
Yes, right, exactly. This Tosis is going on the Psak, right. Correct. I was going to say it also. This Tosis isn't going on the original question, Yayin Tzarech Zeva or not.
Right.
It's going on the Psak. Now you could just say, look, this is where the Gemara finally resolves it, so now that it resolves it, now it, you know, it's not a proof. Right. But right, that, I think the simpler way to learn, and you'll see from the next part, but I think the simpler way to learn is that it's not saying because Nalakosos. Because look, if Matzah not Yotzei, then Nalakosos shouldn't be Yotzei. The Rabbanan said this is the way to drink Nalakosos. So then why is then how you Yotzei without it? And even by the Oraisa they say you're not Yotzei and you have to go back for the matzah if you forget. So then why by the Lakos should be different? But I think it's because we're paskening it with Chumra. I guess an Afmin would be, let's say you forgot it all four. Well, no, you could say still. You could just say, look, since they're telling me that I don't have to place it on the Kula and on the Hachila, I have to be Machner. But it doesn't mean I have to go back. So I'd like to explain what's the tzarchi, what are the two sides? Why would you say you do have to, and why would you say you don't have to? I want to go further into Tosos first, but then I want to come back. You have to explain what's this conceptually, what's the question, whether or not you'd say you have to go back or not.
We passed in Vermont, so you have to go back?
Yeah. Shulchan Aruch has it.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I remember it happened a few years ago with someone, and he realized he's a righty, and he leaned the wrong way. And I think also it's sort of things going. It doesn't work. If you lean the wrong way, it doesn't work.
Lashon HaSeva,
right? It's like Lashon HaSeva. Yeah, Lashon HaSeva, right? It's a Gemara. So I think that happens. But as I say, you have to go back and eat the matzah. Because that's matzah. Presumably you wouldn't say Kiddush again. I mean, that gets into the whole thing about the Shalol Kasei there. It's not so easy how to go back. Whatever. Let's leave that alone. Okay, now he says like this. Let's finish up the Tosu. V'chein emekod shlishi lo hasev. And also, Tosu says, furthermore, let's say you skip, even if you say you do have to go back, let's say you don't do Haseba on the third cup. Why is the third different? Im yachol lachzer v'lishos b'haseba. Afagad demi shlishi levi lo yishta. In general, halacha is between the third and fourth cup, you're not allowed to drink. You're not allowed to drink wine, you're not allowed to drink, presumably wine. Then they say, because Rashi there says, it's because maybe you'll get drunk. So he's a Yerushalmi, he says, because maybe you'll get drunk. So the bread during the meal doesn't make you drunk.
It's too late.
It's too late. He says the bread which is eaten with the food beforehand doesn't make you drunk. But the bread after the meal, that gets you drunk. Could be it's like you're already full and you're halfway, so you know, it's like whatever.
You still need to say halal, right?
What? And you still need to say halal, exactly. So they say you're not allowed to drink between the third and fourth cup. Now drink wine. So now the question is, even if you tell me if I forget to lean for the first cup, second cup, I go back. Fourth cup, I go back. What about if I forget to lean for the third cup? Do I go back then? Because I'm not allowed to drink between the third and fourth cups. Right? Now on the surface, it's difficult, because if you're going to tell me that I'm not Yotzei the cup without leaning, so then it's not between the third and fourth cup, is it? Because I didn't do the third cup. Right, but the very premise of going back means that they didn't, it wasn't Yotzei the third cup, so it's not Bein Shlishi Ravi, because you haven't really done the third cup yet. Right, so that has to be explained. Do you hear what I'm asking?
What's
the Isser? The Isser is to drink between the Kosh Shlishi and Kosh Ravi. Now if you're going to tell me that you're not Yotzei Kosh Shlishi without Haseba, so it's not Bein Kosh Shlishi Ravi. This there is between the third and fourth cup, but this isn't, you didn't do the third cup.
But if you did do the third cup, then it's fine.
Oh, okay. I mean, since it's a Safek, so even if you want to tell me that I'm going to have to be Machmir to do it, and even to go back, if it's the Eved, sure, Machmir. But not if it's going to be a Safek of an Isser. Right? It's like a Chumra Dasi Zaykula. In general, right? In general, you say, let's say you want to be machmir, fine, but you have no right to be machmir if it's going to be a kula vis-a-vis that iser, right? Okay, that's a good argument, right?
Unless you say. Those are going to be the answer that the iser is not to drink between shlishi and levi, it's like to drink after the suda. Just like referencing you.
Could be.
Shlishi, because it's
Like, well, you do drink on benching, on the third cup. That's after the Suda.
After that.
After that.
Right.
Okay.
I mean, it's not like the technical between the Shlishi and the Revi. It's like,
I guess, but it would be hard to say if your mamish not yotze. Let's say according to the third shita, or let's say you benched and you didn't use a kos by accident, right? Okay. So the benching's over, the meal's over, everything's over. Now are you going to drink your third cup? I'm trying to believe it's also to drink third cup. You got to do the lagozos. Right. So right, I mean, same, right? Or if your mamish or the shita holds you not yotze, so we're going to say you can't drink. Right. I mean, you have a mitzvah lagozos, and yeah, I mean the mitzvah is, you can't do extracurricular drinking for the sake of drinking wine then, because maybe you can get drunk. But if I'm doing the mitzvah of the halakosal, so they're not answering you from doing the mitzvah. That's not the nature of the osar. The osar is drinking of rishos. If you tell me I wasn't yotzei, then I wasn't yotzei. But I think Mark is right. It's since you're telling me the whole thing is a chumra, so you can't be, you could argue that you can't have a chumra which is going to be a kula in the osar. Chumra vis-a-vis the mitzvah, but it's a kula in the osar. Sheva al tasa, just don't do anything. You don't know what to do, just don't do anything. So we're going to have to understand what's the argument, what's the counter-argument, because Tosas Masupak, he seems to think maybe you would drink, go back. So we have, it seems we have the three possibilities. Either you'd say, Tosas, it seems if you put it all together, Tosas has three possibilities. The first possibility would be you don't have to go back for any of the Kozos. On the opposite extreme would be the possibility that you have to go back for all the Kozos. And in the middle position would seem to be that you do go back for the other Kozos, but not for the third cup. Right? You work out all the different permutations and doses. But I think let us start and then try to analyze this thing with the first question. Do you have to go back altogether? Do you say, and if I forget, when I have to lean for the cups, long four cups, do you say that's only l'chachila? Or do you say even b'diavad? Okay? Yeah. I'm telling you this is one you say that you're uprooting the institution. If you forget a seba in all four kosos, you don't go back, then you're going to be uprooting a seba. I'm saying it's not pshat that you're uprooting the increments of a seba for me. For me, look, I'll say it's one of the kula. I have a right to be mekel. Mm-hmm. It's just that you can't categorically, if you do the chachil, you're going to categorically say there's no such thing as a seba anymore. Seba on yayin, you totally uproot the whole takana. There definitely was takana, and now you're going to say, because of the suffering, now there's not going to be any takana. But an individual guy, you could be mekel on, because he just forgot. So for he's mesubuk, he's mesubuk at these, he's mesubuk at those. Okay, so the question is, what's the svara to say? So back to the question. That would be an argument to say what? That would be an argument to say that you wouldn't have to go back, no? Because you'll say, really, you should say Sarah Dorn Lakula. Really, you should say Sarah Dorn Lakula. The only thing is that you can't apply that Lachachila, because then you're going to uproot the Mitzvah of Seva. But B'diavad, you could apply it. Right? No, that's, you could argue, like, that's really the halacha is you should say Sadan Kula. That's what the halacha should be. So if I forgot on the first two cups, Sadan Kula, so it's pretty unsaid. Whenever I forget, you'll say, look, I have a right to be a maker, why do I have to go back? The only problem is you can't say it. You can't say it, L'chachila. It doesn't work L'chachila, because then all uproot the Sadan Kula is, so to speak, suspended in L'chachila case. Because you're going to uproot the whole mitzvah. But with the ever, you'll say Savit around the Kula. If that's the case, then you say you do have to go back. What would be the argument? I'm sorry, you don't have to go back. You don't have to go back if you forgot. What would be the argument to say that you do? Okay, so Mark's saying is this is a good answer. I think there's another answer, but I think we need two answers because we have another further question in Tosfos. But what Mark's saying is maybe when they said is, look, it's a machlokas, which one you need to save on, right? So the psak is kulu tzarecha seva. So now that's halacha. Unless the psak is koveya the halacha as really tzarecha kulu tzarecha seva. There's like really, look, there's a seva in the first two, which is sipor. There's a seva in the second two, which is together with your halal. And now the psak is koveya halacha. I mean, you could question if the psak work this way, but you could say now the Gemara has a psak of kulu tzarecha seva, so basically it treats it as if they're a masake and all four of them having a seva. So if that's the case, then even b'diavad you have to go back. It's just like matzah and tzarecha seva. Right? In other words, even though intrinsically there's no halacha of four, really halacha is only two or two. But you could argue is that once the Gemara paskins, so now it becomes as if they're a bano masake and all four. Because the psak could be koveya, the halacha as being all four need a seva. So now if you forgot on any of them, you have to go back. Okay, that's one way to learn.
Which that's
good. So according to what Mark's saying, that's Svara. then even on the third cup you say go back, because you're saying now the takana is you have to lean on all four. That's the psak, that's the halacha. So you lean on all four, so now you'll say, now if I don't lean on the third one, I'm not able to the third one. So it's not being shlishi levi. There's no suffix anymore. It was psak is you have to lean on all four, so it's as if the takana was all four. So now you can't say it's a chumadasi de kula, because this is the halacha. The halacha is you have to lean on all four, not misafik mivadai. That's the psak. I'm chayav to lean on all four, so if I don't lean on all four, then I'm not yotzei. So if it's no isser ben shlishi levi, I wasn't yotzei the third cup. It's only I leaned, I drank it, but I didn't lean, and leaning is part of the mitzvah. So therefore, the isser doesn't apply. The isser is once you yotzei the third cup, you can't drink, but I wasn't yotzei the third cup. Okay, good. So maybe we need another answer just to explain how you'd not be yotzei, why you would not have to go, why you'd still have to go back, which would allow for saying is that on the third one you, right, that's what we're left with. The slide that would say for the first, second, and fourth you have to go back, but for the third one you don't have to go back.
So why would you have to go back? If you said it's just two shitas, then you wouldn't have to go back?
Oh, if you say that it's, the argument to say that you wouldn't have to go back on any of them, that would be like that the whole halacha is really, so you should say stuff like the Ron Nikula here. The only thing is that you can't apply Safek Darban Lekula insofar as it will uproot an institution. So Lechachila, you can't apply Safek Darban Lekula. But once it's a B'diavad, then you basically say Safek Darban Lekula. It's suspended in a Lechachila situation, but B'diavad, you'll always say Safek Darban Lekula. In which case, you never have to go back because you're not being uprooted in an institution. Right. We're stuck in the position in Tosas, the middle ground, which would say that for the 1, 2, and 4, you'd have to go back, but for 3, you wouldn't be allowed to. So what's the svar for that? The formulate the problem is like Manashach, is that what's halacha if you don't drink the cup without a seba? So if you're going to tell me that you're not yotzei the cup, that la halacha, you're not yotzei, so then in between the 3rd and 4th cup also, You should have to go back, and there's no isser because you weren't yotzei. Elamai, you'll tell me you are yotzei. Well, you are yotzei, or you could assume that you're yotzei. So then, why is it that you have to go back on the first though? Right? Why do you have to go back on the first though? So you see, there you're treating it like you're not yotzei. No, I think Matt's saying good. I mean, I want to present in a different angle from what you're saying, but I think it's good. Is that normally you say Savidaron Kulo, that's the general principle, right? But now it leads you to that end, right? It leads you to a problem. So there's two ways that you could deal with that. One way is to say that you have to suspend the principle of Savidaron Kulo insofar as it will uproot the Takana. So the Chachila, it's suspended. Yeah, but it's not suspended. And therefore, you're a make of the other. Yeah, the principle of Savidar on the Kula should apply here. But the problem is, if you were to say it, then you don't do a Seba and you're going to uproot the whole Takana. L'chachil.
Savidar
on the Kula for this one coast? No, for each and every coast. You should say Savidar on the Kula on the first two coasts, and Savidar on the Kula on the second coast, and therefore, you're never going to do a Seba. Right? That's what you would say. That's what I'm saying. You would say that. The only problem is then you're going to uproot the whole takana. You can't do that. So therefore, lechachila, you can't say the sefer there on the kolo here lechachila. But b'diavad, you're not going to uproot the whole takana. Takana exists. It's just in my particular case, I'm not going to do it because of the suffix. So that's fine. This is the other side. We explain this side. That's the way to learn that you would not have to go back on any of the classes. But the other way to say is like this, is that normally, so what's the principle of Safek Darban Lekula? If you had to define the principle. So the principle means that your own, when it comes to Darabanans, you're not chayiv to do Darabanans Masafek. You're only chayiv to respond to a Vadai Darabanan. You're not chayiv to respond to a Safek Darabanan. Right? That's what it means, Lekula. It means in general, when it comes to Darabanans, you're only chayiv to do a Darabanan when there's a Vadai chayiv. But when there's a suffix chiyuv, you don't have to respond. Right? I'll say, maybe I'm chayiv in Darabana. Okay, maybe. I don't have to respond to that. Well, that's what the Nikola says. And I'm a chayiv, you to act by a deraisa. You chayiv to do a deraisa, even if it's only a suffix obligated. So, because you have to respond. By Darabana, you're not chayiv in suffix. But by Dalet Kosos, if you're going to say that, then it's going to turn out you're going to uproot the institution of Dalet Kosos, right? Of Haseban Dalet Kosos. So therefore, what the Rabbanon said, that the Pesach is, that we do it on all, is that by this institution, you're chayiv to do it, even though it's a suffix. When it's a Seban Dalet Kosos, you're chayiv to do it, even a suffix. The chayiv exists even a suffix. You're not only chayiv, normally by the Rabbanon, the chayiv is only bevadai. By this institution, they said, your chayiv is even a suffix. Now, if that's the case, now if I didn't do it, now the question is, do I have to do it again? So the answer is suffix. Oh, but this institution of chayiv to do misafik. So therefore I'm chayiv to go back and do it misafik. There's no difference whether it's l'chil b'diavad. If you say what they're saying is that normally by Darabans the halacha is only chayiv to do it b'vadai, but by this Darabans you chayiv to do it even misafik, then l'chil I have to do it and b'diavad I have to do it. Because either way I'm stuck with the question is, was I yotzei mitzvah d'alakosos? So the answer is maybe. Oh, maybe, so I have to do it. The only thing is, when I come to my third cop, now you'll say I'm suffic whether I'm chayiv in the third cop again, right? But there's also a suffic if there's an esser. So now I'm stuck. It's very nice that I say Zohar don l'chumra. But you can't say, or it's very nice you want to say l'chumra. I want to say, look, I'm chayiv in suffic, so I have to do it. But at the same time, there's a suffic whether there's an esser. So then you have to say Shev al tasa. You have no right to be machmir and to be machmir on the side of the safek when it comes to up against the nisr. So in other words, it's almost like by this institution he's learning, by this mitzvah you're going to say sorry down the chumah because he suspends sorry down the kula. But it's still out of safek. When I go back for the first cup, it's not because I'm vaday chayiv. It's I'm safek. But in this by this mitzvah I have to be machmir by a safek. But he can't have machmir down the kula. That doesn't make sense. Exactly, as Mark says that the answer that says you have to go back for all four is saying that the Pesach changes the structure of the mitzvah. The Pesach says you chayiv to delin for all four kosos vaday, but this way is learning. No, it's not changing the mitzvah. Mitzvah is the mitzvah. It's changing the way you respond to sveikos. Only by the rabbanon you respond to sveikos l'chok l'kula. By this rabbanon you have to respond to sveikos l'chumra. But you can't respond to the suffix l'chumra when it's a chumra dosi de kula if the chumra is going to lead you to an esser, because that's you don't do things like that.
Why would you have like a suffix l'chumra?
So the reason why you'd say is like this is that this gets back to questions that if you say suffix daron l'kula by this case, you're going to lead yourself to this problem of uprooting the whole institution. So now there's two ways to for now the chacham to resolve that. One way is to simply to say that Sodom and Kula does not apply to this institution. The other way is to say it does apply, but it's like limited, it can't do like the impossible. It's like, so insofar as it will lead to undermining the thing, so then it has to just like be stopped. But it's not like we're changing its applicability to this institution, we're just saying it's like it intrinsically can't uproot the institution. It's almost like the first way is like it does apply here. It applies everywhere, Sodor and Kula. But Sodor and Kula is not a principle of uprooting institutions. So insofar as it will uproot it, it simply can't work. But by the evidence, since it's not uprooting it, so then the principle is still intact. The other way he's saying is that the Chazal saw that by this institution, its application will lead to uprooting it, and therefore they simply suspend the Sodor and Kula by the Dalakosos. And if you say that they suspended it here, so then it's going to be both by l'chila and b'diavad. So that's the question. Like, did they intervene, so to speak, and limit Sodom and Kula from applying here? Or did they not limit it? It's just that it's naturally, it has its own intrinsic limitations that it can't uproot the institution. In which case, that intrinsic limitation is only going to be insofar as l'chila, but b'diavad, it will just, it will work. Like this, is that, see, I think that if they're getting involved, see, I don't think they can just say it works, we're getting rid of it here, not getting rid of it here. Whereas the way you get rid of it is, as the principle is the only chayiv in a mitzvah of misafik. If you get rid of it, then it means you're saying is in this institution you're chayiv in misafik. The only way
you're saying the only way to get rid of it is to say, hey, Dal Koso, so
yes,
the principle does
not apply. Right. The other way is
to go to the source and
say
this.
Right, exactly. The only other way is if they don't do anything, if you just say that it's intrinsic in the institution of Sofek Dharma and Lakula itself, that it is merely a, like, tells you how to resolve a particular suffix, but it's, like, intrinsic in its power that it cannot uproot the institution, so they don't have to get involved. It just automatically only applies by the lechachila, but it doesn't apply to the Rabbana, by the b'diavad. But then you're positing that that will, like, so to speak, automatically happen that way. That automatically, it simply, it works here, but it just, since it goes beyond, it can't go beyond its ability, so it's just going to be limited. But if you miss the other way, say the Rabbanan didn't just leave it alone, the Rabbanan said, they stepped in and said, it doesn't apply here, here you're chayiv misafik. They said, here you're chayiv misafik, then it's even be with the Eva. Right? And again, and the last side is to say, like what you're saying, Mark, is that, no, the Psak is actually saying that here you're chayiv in them all. The Vada, that's the Psak. In which case, then even on the third one, you're going to go back. Alrighty? So there's basically three different ways of how they resolve this problem. Well, how do you learn this? This is exactly the Ramas Kortos. It's cool in Navi Tachaseva. Is it saying Hechayev in whole form of Adai? Or is it saying here Yechayev min Asafek, Yechayev min Machem min Asafek? In which case the third cup became Machem min Asafek? Or is it just saying there's just that the principle really is not cool to apply, but it's simply you can't be okra the whole thing, so you have to do them all with Hachila. But then with the Eved, you wouldn't have to.
Is it possible?
It's a good question.